Hey, good evening, all. We are up to the final installment of our discussion of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, so let's just jump right in. So the Chinuch says as follows, Dini HaMitzvah, all the laws of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, what exactly are they? Well, Kigon HaKiras Eidos HaChodesh, right, the first thing is that we know that we have witnesses that come to testify that they saw the new moon, they're going to sanctify the new month, so what do? We have to interrogate them to make sure that they're telling the truth, to make sure that... to make sure that they are not lying about the fact that they saw this, so we try to make sure that their stories are corroborated with one another. Other than that, there is also every now and again, we do want to push off the sanctification of the new month. As a result, we are involved in what we call in sort of intimidation of witnesses, where we kind of say, really, do you really want to say that you saw the new moon? And we try to push them off as much as possible. Again, this is not a very common thing, but this is part of the laws of this mitzvah. Right, we also discuss as part of the laws of this mitzvah of when a person is allowed to desecrate Shabbos and in order so they can give testimony for it that they saw the new moon. And we also discuss part of the laws of this mitzvah when you do and when you do not have a leap year. Right? Which month it is that we do add to the year, which we know is Adar. How do we know? Right? We know this from the fact that the Chachamim say they darshan a pasuk v'shamarta esachuka hazos l'mo'adah. This pasuk that we've been saying over and over again, right, that you shall observe this decree, right, the Korban Pesach and its designated time. So melami she'in ma'abrin esashana ela ba'perek hasamach lamoid. This means that we only can add an extra month, we can only create a leap year, we can only have that extra month of the year, the period of time close to what we're talking about in the Pasuk. Therefore, you could only have an extra month close to the Chag HaPesach, therefore we can only have the month of Adar. The Ode Darshu Zuchon Lebracha, another Pasuk Zeh, they also have another drush, another expounding that they make out of this Pasuk. Minayin She'in Ma'abrin Esach Chodesh, from where do we know that we can only add extra months to the year, we can only make it official El Bayom, you can only officially make the announcement, you can only officially make the decree during the day. Well, Tamalumar Miyamim Yamima, the fact that the conclusion of that pasuk says from day to day, so this means that we can only have the additional month created, the leap year created during the daytime. That's when the ruling has to be made. The Ode Darshu Zuchon Lebracha, another expounding that comes out of this pasuk. The Chad Shei Hashana, right? There is another pasuk, sorry, a Tzivrim pasuk, Perek earlier in Sefer Shemos, that it says out of the actual origin of this mitzvah of L'chad Shei Hashana, right, of the months of the year. So what does this mean? So it means Chadashim Atam Mechashev L'shana, you can add months to the year, right? You can add an additional month, but you do not actually add days to the year. In other words, you can add a full month, but you do not just say, oh, we're only going to add 7 days to the year. That does not work. You can only do full months, and we learned that out of the Pasuk. The Odam Rubin Yanzeh, the Chachamim said as well regarding this, that there's another Pasuk all the way down in the book of Bamidbar that says Chodesh Yamim. It says a month of days. What does this mean? Yamim Atam Mechashev L'chodesh, right? Which means that you can add this new month that's consisted of days. It has to be full days. But you do not just have months with days that are just a few hours. That's not how we work. It has to be a full month, and out of this month, it has to be full days. There can't be any part days in this month. We don't begin or end this additional month in the middle of a day. That's not how this works. And the other laws and all of the laws regarding all this can be found in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, v'rishon shel Sanhedrin, in the first parak of Sanhedrin, v'vrachos kamokin, and also in Maseches Brachos. That's where all these laws can be found. Finally, the noheges b'chol makom, right? This mitzvah applies in every single place, right? Not in every single time. Why? Because we know that we've said already this only could be done when we have a proper beis din set up, when we have proper smicha that's given. So, but it could be done in any location. V'chol zman shehiyu lano chachamim smuchim b'tanim b'shakasev, when in all times, when as long as we have these big rabbis set with the smicha as we've already discussed. And if a person transgresses this mitzvah, right, and neglects to perform it, in other words, if you have one of these great rabbis that says, oh, you know what, I'm not going to do it for whatever reason, if he is truly a sage that is fitting to be part of this mitzvah, then he is considered to have nullified doing a mitzvah, and gets a great punishment, because he caused the desecration of the holidays, because they can't come out at the proper times, again, without the proper Kiddush HaChodesh, without the proper addition tradition of leap years, then Pesach come out in the winter, and that would be terrible, and that would be all this guy's fault. Nowadays, because of the great sins that we have, we don't have a temple, we don't have smicha that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, anu somchum b'cheshboninu al cheshbon hamikubal b'Rabbi Hillel. As we said, we follow the calendar that was set by Rabbi Hillel. Kumo shamarnu, as we said above. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah Zal, the fourth Mishnah in Sefer HaChinuch, the fourth Mishnah in the Torah. And just so you know how perfectly on time we are with regards to where we are, we're up to Mitzvah Hey, the fifth Mitzvah of the Torah. What's the fifth Mitzvah of the Torah? Korban Pesach. All right, so that's how you know we're on time. We'll stop right here, God willing. Next week, we'll continue with the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But for now, we will stop right here.